This is Art Linkletter. In event of atomic bombing or some other catastrophe, here's something important to remember. It will help save lives, including your own. Do not use the telephone. Leave the line open for official rescue and relief. This is your part in civil defense. Remember, don't use the phone. Leave the line clear for safety of your own life and the lives of others.
Well, all right. Good to see all you people back again on this hot as hell ter summer swelter kind of a day. We're clearly in the full swing of summer. Been hanging out at the pool, riding down to the beach, running the AC in the studio right now. Essential. You're listening to WFMU.org. You're also listening to The Eternal Now. You know who we just heard from? Mark Shreve. With a track called High Frontier from an LP, Assassin, from 1984. Just in front of that, some wise words from Art Linkletter. Up now, this is brand new from Brand Post from the Bay Area. New CD on Recipient, Den of Ordure and Iridescence. Here we go. Thank you for joining me. It's nice to see all of you again on this hot as hellter summer swelter kind of a day. Dripping, one might say. Running the AC in the studio. It's essential. You're listening to WFMU. This is The Eternal Now. You know, we just heard from Mark Shreve. That was a track called High Frontier from an album, Assassin. In front of that, some wise words from Art Linkletter. Don't use the phone. I think that's applicable even now, mostly to all the people driving. So, anyway, up next, this is brand new Brand Post from the Bay Area. Den of Ardor and Iridescence is the name of the album on Recipient. Check it out. Here we go.
So Thank you.
Okay, we are back. My name is Andy Ortman, and we just heard a long set, a little bit ritual-esque just there. Genesis P. Orridge with Stan Bingo. Collaboration that they did in the 80s. That was from the first side of that collaboration. Just before that, Zero Comma. With Death Posture. Nazgul in front of that. With the Dead Marshes. That was from 1972 from Germany. Seems to be some hobbit worship proto metal, I guess you would call that. In front of that, John Scott from the soundtrack in Seminoid. 1981, The Creature Strikes. In front of that, Tuxedo Moon, also from 1981, with Incubus. Just in front of that, Oppenheimer Analysis with New Mexico, title track from the album New Mexico. And in front of that, we had Don Slepian with Computer Breakdown from the album Computer, Don't Break Down. Just in front of that, we did start that off, however long ago, with Brand Post. New album on Recipicent. The name of that track was Sawed Off at Plasticized Forest. Up next, more music. This is Bee Mask. WFMU.org. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
All right, we are back again from a rather long but yet pleasant set of music. God, it is so fucking hot outside. I can't get over this. I just don't even want to leave the house. I'm like melting out there. I'm not sure how people in the South do it. I mean, I don't know. Anyway, speaking of the South, Butthole Surfers is what we just heard from Bong Song, 1989. That was their Widower Maker EP. Happened to see the Butthole Surfers in 1989. It was a mind-numbingly awesome show. It was great. They had all the video projectors and all the stage antics that you would expect, but it was wonderful. In front of that, The True Werewolf with a track called Vampiric Magic from an album called Death Music. In front of that, Dark Angel with Death Is Certain from 1987, I believe. In front of that, Cryptic Slaughter, Nation of Hate, from their first album, Convicted. And in front of that, we had the Crumb Suckers, Schitt's Creek. Before the Crumb Suckers, we heard Oozing Wound. Kind of a newish band, but they have that old school kind of sound. It's refreshing in this day and age, I say. In front of that, Finesse, Made in Hong Kong, from the album Endless Summer. Just before that, Renee Hell with Violin Pedal from a split LP with Three-Legged Race. Just before Renee Hell, we had Lichens with a track, An Enemy. It's a word that looks really strange when I look at it, but it makes sense when you say it. And we did start that set off so long ago with B-Mask, a bubbly track called Pink Drink from an album When We Were Eating Unripe Pears from 2012. I believe that was on Spectrum Spools. Oh my goodness, I am just beat from the heat. The heat won. I lost. And that's about all I got for you today. I'll be back with you again. You know it. Enjoy this heat. If you're into it, you enjoy it. I'm not into it, so I shan't. I have one more track for you, though. I'm going to leave you with Goblin. You probably have heard that Goblin's coming to USA. Probably already got your tickets. I do not. But I'll tell you what. This track's called Mark Il Bagarazzo. My name's Andy Ortman. You've been listening to WFMU.org. Thank you for listening to Eternal Now.
Le otto zampe nere sono il simbolo di quella parte.